Dallas Cowboys fired defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Evidently. Anyway, multiple outlets report Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins has agreed to modify the final 2 years of his contract. NFL Media reports the Titans will have head coaching interviews with Colts defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo tomorrow, former Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski on Saturday, and former Falcons head coach Raheem Morris on Monday, and additionally that the New York Giants have requested permission to interview Anarumo for their head coaching job. Elsewhere, NASCAR Commissioner Steve Phelps announced his resignation today.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, the FCC recently blacklisted all new foreign-made drones and components due to concerns the foreign equipment is an unacceptable risk to national security. AgriPulse reports the ban's timing hurts as many farmers are struggling financially because of higher production costs, which makes the application of crop protection products and fertilizers especially important. The FCC says the ban won't ground the thousands of deployed unarmed aircraft already in the U.S. Beef prices are projected to continue increasing as U.S. beef production declines with no signs of a cattle herd rebuild. AgriMarketing.com reports the U.S. cattle industry has been in liquidation mode since inventories peaked at 94.7 million head in 2019 and have decreased 8 million head since then. Bloomberg reports cheap beef may soon become further out of reach as Brazil heads into a period of shrinking supplies that could push global prices higher. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins signed a memorandum putting forth an effort to establish new priorities. Since January, the Trump administration has been working to strengthen the farm safety net, create new export opportunities, lower the cost of critical inputs, and root out DEI from all USDA programs. Strategic R&D investments will help American farmers and ranchers increase profitability while providing consumers with the safest, most abundant, and affordable food and fiber.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to extend gains from the previous session, with the Dow on track for its second straight record close as investors continue to weigh U.S. moves on Venezuela and as they get in gear for a batch of jobs data this week to shed light on the health of the economy. Shares of NVIDIA, the world's most valuable public company, are slightly lower, while Advanced Micro Devices stock is down over 3% after their chief executive spoke at the CES technology event in Las Vegas yesterday. yesterday and announced new AI chips and other developments. Morgan Stanley is planning to launch ETFs tied to the price of Bitcoin and Solana, the first and sixth largest crypto assets by market capitalization, according to a securities filing. This is the first time one of the 10 largest U.S. banks by total assets has formally moved to offer crypto ETFs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Memory is pretty selective. When it comes to the good old days, it leaves out a lot of the not so good. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Not so long ago, I found myself in a discussion concerning the state of the world with some young people, including my own children. Strangely enough, it wasn't old Dad who was nostalgic about the good old days and sour about today's world. No, it was the now generation who were pessimistic about where we are and where we're going. They also seemed resentful toward me because I'd known that other world of yesterday when life was simple and good with joy on every hand. Before I knew it, my memory machine was functioning the way it's supposed to on a psychiatrist's couch, dredging up particulars, not just the rosy nostalgia that comes to mind when you hear an old song. Now, don't get me wrong. My memories are pretty happy, and I enjoy closing my eyes now and then for a rerun or two. But I also find life exciting and good today, in truth better in most respects. I looked at these young people and wanted them to feel good about the world they've inherited. They'd already covered such things as present-day pollution, our grasping materialism, and the commercial rip-off in modern-day merchandising. So for a little while, they heard about the old nightly chore of banking the coal furnace, that shoveling ashes on the fire to keep the coals alive through the night, the cold early morning journey to the basement to shake the grate, uncover the embers, and shovel in coal, and dressing in the shivering cold while you waited for the house to warm. As for their worry about air pollution, they were reminded that in the earlier times, every chimney in town belched black smoke and soot every day from fall till summer. Having been born in a small country town, I could also tell them of that nighttime walk through the snow to that little wooden building out back of the house, a journey repeated in the morning. Summer brought the flies incubated in those outhouses, and there was an outhouse for every home, store, and public building. I went on about the apple barrel in the cellar, the ice box, the lack of fresh vegetables in winter. But let me go back a century or more so this won't be just a personalized trip down memory lane. Dr. John J. Maketa, chairman of the National Air Quality Commission, has written an essay which helps set the record straight on pollution and related subjects. In passing, he gives a capsule description of the really good old days about 150 years ago. For one thing, he says, life was short. Life expectancy for males was 38 years. It was a hard 38 years, too, for the work week was 72 hours. For women, it was even worse. Their household chores ran to about a 98-hour week. They scrubbed floors by hand, made clothes the same way, brought in firewood, cooked in heavy iron pots, and fought off insects without pesticides. There were no fresh vegetables except in their season of ripening, so vitamin deficiency diseases were common. Epidemics were an annual occurrence and usually claimed the life of someone in the family. If we think water pollution is a problem now, it was deadly then. One typhoid epidemic in Philadelphia caused by polluted water carried off one-fifth of the population. It was a time when most people never traveled more than 20 miles from their birthplace, never heard an orchestra or saw a play. As Dr. Maketa says, perhaps the simple life was not so simple. Because we've all been treated to so much misinformation about pollution, I'm going to give you some more of the facts the doctor has collected in the next couple of days. I think you'll be surprised and relieved. He says and proves that we're not on the brink of ecological disaster. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
Protecting what matters on the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. Brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
It's Tuesday. It's 1230. The Bear is back in the building. Welcome to Protecting What Matters. PWM is the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life, health, and property. We also explore current events, our history, community, institutions, and local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. First of all, Happy New Year. I've missed you guys. It's been a couple of weeks off, and hopefully we're going to have a great show for you today. Unfortunately, our first guest, Steve Frank, I have been unable to get in touch with him all morning, and even though I had booked him several weeks ago, and he's usually very responsive. I'm hoping that everything's okay with him, and that we'll get him on the show as soon as we back on the show as soon as we possibly can. In his stead, I have Dave Belmont, who is our show sponsor, Adler Belmont Group, and he was also coming in to chit-chat with Stacy Korsgad at 1 o'clock, and so he came in early to talk current events and maybe some local stuff that's going on. Dave, welcome to Protecting What Matters.
Barry, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here.
We're glad to have you here. And then at 1 o'clock, we will have Stacy Korsgaden, who is a candidate for California Insurance Commissioner. And it's going to be kind of a tutorial because I don't, you know, having been in the insurance business for nearly, well, I guess for a half a century now, that sounds awfully long. I think it's really important for consumers and listeners to understand about the important role of the Department of Insurance. I mean, it would be an understatement to say that business wouldn't happen if we didn't have insurance. And it's a really a big requirement. And so we're going to talk to Stacy about her perspectives on the current Department of Insurance. There have been some allegations of corruption and fraud at the CDI, California Department of Insurance. So we'll unpack some of that. And then Stacy wants to talk a bunch about what her candidacy for insurance commissioner is all about and why she thinks she deserves your vote. You can call in. And by the way, folks, I'm going to talk to you a little bit here about what we're going to be covering in with Steve not being here. But please call in with questions or comments, 805, or text 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. I just want to mention, let me just give you kind of the topic points that I was going to discuss with Steve, and then we'll come back and we'll come back to it. First of all, I have to say I hate to pat myself on the back, but in the last show, my guests and I were talking about what we think we'd be talking about in 2026, and top of my list was Venezuela. And so that's going to be our first topic. I'm very, very interested in getting Dave's perspectives on what he thinks it's all about. I mean, I've actually gone back and forth a lot with folks like Kenny Ennie, who's spent a considerable time in that region of the world when he was in the military. And so there's a lot of speculation, a lot of things that are going on with our foreign policy that I don't think any of us ever expected. So if you have any comments on the Venezuela situation or I guess what's become America First or MAGA foreign policy, I mean, I think there's a lot of surprising things. People are kind of surprised at how things have unfolded with President Trump and what he's doing. But again, it really does align with what we did talk about on the last show, too, is this whole new posture, our defense posture, paying more attention to what's going on in our hemisphere. I think that's really important. Don't you, Dave?
I do. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. I think that the military is something that we've neglected recently over the past 4 years. And I'm glad to see that we're changing that.
Well, I mean, you know, they used to talk about shock and awe, you know, during the Iraq War, and I mean, but the stuff we're doing is just unbelievable with what the military is capable of in precision.
Correct.
So, yep. Then I want to talk a little bit about, you know, there was a very good article in the Wall Street Journal by Kim Strassel, who she's about one of the few people I still enjoy following in the Wall Street Journal. I think that they've taken a turn, an undeserving turn to the, I don't know, anti-Trump side, but Kim's pretty straightforward. She had a really good article here on the day before Christmas on, you know, the accomplishments and also the non-accomplishments of the Trump administration. So I'd like your perceptions on that, and we'll go through that, Dave, as well. You know, there's still a kind of an undercurrent of controversy surrounding not so much the Charlie Kirk assassination, because I did some studying on the whole thing, you know, during the break, and it seems to me that this young guy that they have is pretty much guilty. I mean, he, you know, he admitted to it.
Yeah, yeah, he has. The whole politics as a whole to me has just gotten out of control.
Yeah.
We're not about working together anymore to help this great nation. We're just out to outdo each other. And that's frustrating to me, but, and the Charlie Kirk example, I think is a poor one. But somebody took it upon themselves to go out and, kill a person over their political beliefs. And I think that's wrong.
Yeah. And yeah, I think the interesting, one of the interesting, I guess, current, maybe it would have come up anyway, was this whole kind of strife between, you know, members of the conservative movement on the anti-Semitism, anti-Israel stuff. And while it seems to have calmed down a little bit over the holidays, it's still out there.
It is. It's, yeah. It's,
you know? Yeah. I was listening to Megyn Kelly yesterday, and she had some, he's a younger reporter, and I mean, he clearly is on the libertarian side, but he was, on the one hand, in certain regards, a Trump supporter. He didn't like what he's doing in Venezuela now. So, but what the interesting thing was this young guy just figures out that everything the Palestinian Authority says in about Israel and how terrible they are is true.
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I mean, and when Megyn asked him, well, what's your fact? Where are you getting your information from? Then he's a reporter, and then he started fumfering around. So he was this total anti-Israel guy, and the Israelis are committing, you know, whatever, genocide, and without even thinking, well, who started the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
That's been going on so long that I'm not sure what the solution is to that over there.
Right. It's a couple other topics. I think the Minnesota fraud, welfare fraud situation is going to be, I mean, it's already taken one casualty. Thankfully, that was a good outcome, getting rid of Tim Walz.
Correct. And I don't know if you listened to his speech, but it really sounds to me like he was running from the whole thing. He wanted out of there.
Yeah.
Because I think he's got a part in that.
Yeah. And then, Dave, you pointed out to me this morning when we were talking on the phone about this congressman up in Northern California, Republican congressman who passed away.
Yeah, I didn't know him. I hear he was a wonderful man, very conservative, but also very fair. And so the Republicans just lost another seat, unfortunately.
Yeah. And that's a problem. And I mean, this upcoming election is going to be really important, because if the Democrats take over Congress, I mean, Trump's presidency is all but over.
Right.
I mean,
right. It's going to be very difficult for him to get anything done. Yeah.
But it also makes this year, as far as getting policies done, even more important.
Correct.
So we'll see how that goes. But again, I mean, I think we need to really give some, you know, to some thought to, you know, again, this whole redistricting has really, you know, this is where I have a problem with President Trump, is sometimes it would be best if he didn't say things.
Right.
That he's thinking.
I think we all agree that if he'd keep his mouth shut, mm-hmm. at most of the time, things would go a lot smoother.
He has a hard time with that, I think.
He does.
Yeah, so
he very well does.
So we'll talk about some politics, and then, you know, again, we've got an important race here in San Luis Obispo County in District 4. You know, and I have open on my computer here, Greg Haskin from CoLab. He just did his first report of the year, and so he's got some interesting insights that we ought to be looking for locally.
Good.
And we'll go from there. So let's go back to Venezuela. I think that the one, this was an interesting article that was in the Wall Street Journal. Again, I can't get away. I paid for another year subscription, but I've canceled it because, but you know, the title of the article, kind of caught my eye. It said, you know, it was a play on the old Teddy Roosevelt saying, you know, speak softly, but carry a big stick. The title of this article is Speak Loudly and Carry a Big Stick, Trump's Approach to the Americas. So I don't know. What do you think's behind all this? And folks, please call in with questions or comments, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. Dave, were you kind of glued to the TV after watching all this today?
I wasn't because I was busy, unfortunately, taking Christmas stuff down. Uh-huh. but I'm not up to speed on all of it. But I know Maduro has not been very popular with us. And if everything that they're saying about him is true, or even half of it, between his energy policies, the drugs, the cartels. I think that what happened over the weekend is a good thing.
Yeah.
I
think one of the most interesting parts of the analysis from what I've read is a couple of things. To me, it's not Maduro is one issue, I think.
Correct.
But I also think this was, the Trump administration's, first play at trying to get Russia, China, and Iran out of the hemisphere.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Cuba coming up, because that's what everybody's talking about now.
Well, and didn't I see that the vice president of Venezuela was in Russia?
Something, yes. That was the report.
And then as well as... drawing a blank on his name, from Iran, was fleeing to Russia as well.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's true or not, but...
Well, I mean, again, I think the report that I read this morning was that, I mean, all of Maduro's guards were Cuban.
Okay.
And the army, you know, the Delta Force guys killed about 35 of them, you know, in that range to get to Maduro. So, yeah, they're all Cuban. And again, they were using the Venezuelan oil to fund the narco terrorism and all, and helping Iran. I mean, it's all connected.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, and which oil company was it that was forced to shut down their operations there about 10, 12 years ago?
And
that was just before, I believe, Maduro came in. But,
right.
But yeah, they were basically taken over by the government.
Well, and then that'll be the next interesting thing, you know. So, I mean, one of the things that Trump mentioned was that, okay, yeah, the oil companies, Exxon and Chevron are going to be happy to take over the oil fields. And I'm not seeing a whole lot of appetite there.
I think Chevron is still over.
They are.
But yeah. Should be interesting.
So, the other interesting angle of this that kind of was on the internet, which I was reading, and I kind of went back and forth with Kenny on this. Whoop, we have a call. Hang on. Welcome to Protecting What Matters. What's your comment or question?
Well, more of a statement. I just wanted to indicate that I am 100% behind Trump. Unfortunately, I'm behind him, but I would just wish he could learn to keep his mouth shut, okay? And, you know, he says all the wrong things at all the wrong times, I think. They say, oh, there's a method to his madness. Well, You know, I believe 100% about him blowing those ships out of the water because they were carrying drugs and they were in international waters. But here, you know, basically invading that country and taking the president and his wife, or maybe, you know, I don't know if they're a real president, but and taking them out of their country, you know, just feeds into the lefty side about him being like Hitler. And, you know, I just think he just overdoes it sometimes. I'm astonished as to the things that he's able to do with our country, and it's all been positive. And anybody that knows how this country has gone up and down, and every time he's touched it, it's gone up. But some of the things that he does just blows me away.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, when you listen to Chuck Schumer and some of the left guys from 4 or 5 years ago when Biden was in office, they were all about getting Maduro out of power. I mean, this has not been, Maduro has been under indictment now for almost 5 years from our DOJ. Mm-hmm. I think, so you're probably an older conservative like I am. Dave's still a young man, but
not that young.
but you know, the fact of the matter is that sometimes Trump would, in my opinion, and I agree with you, it would be good for him not to say things.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just be a little more diplomatic in some of the things that he says. But I got to tell you, Taiwan right now is probably taking a big, deep breath saying, wow. You know what I mean? And it put China in a position now that says, hey, there's no telling what this guy will do. I mean, if he was trying to make a point, he made a point. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But at what cost is it? And then when he went out and told Iran, hey, we're locked and loaded, my God, you know, it's unnecessary for him to say that. You know, just the mere fact that our demeanor demonstrates that we are going to back Israel and all the way, but to throw that into their face, those Iranians are crazy as it is, and have him do that, I was just thinking, man, you know, is that putting fuel on the fire or what? I mean,
yeah,
that's my thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that he did that to try to show some support to the Iranian people that are in the streets, you know, demonstrating against the Ayatollahs. And there's a whole lot to that story that we don't know, really. I mean,
I'm sure there is.
Because apparently from the people that I've talked to from Iran, the Ayatollahs, the people who hold the power are not really Persian. They're Arabs and Sunni, Shiite Arabs. And they're not well-liked in the country, okay? But again, they've got the power. They've got the Iranian Guard, you know, the whatever they're called, the Revolutionary mm-hmm. Guard, and they've basically been able to mitigate the armed forces, so they control the country.
Yep.
Dave, you have a quiet comment?
Or? No, I was just amazed by what you were telling me.
Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a great New Year. Take care.
Good.
All right. So anyway, the other interesting angle, and then we'll move on to the next topic here, because we are running out of a little bit of time, is somebody just brought a bottle of something into the office, so. into the studio. Anyway, the other interesting aspect of this story that I saw on is that, interestingly, China was involved in Venezuela because they have vast resources of rare earth minerals.
Yes.
And so this was another play for our country to get China out and us in to having a more easy source for rare earth minerals.
Yes, and we all know that that's why Putin went into Ukraine, mm-hmm. One of the main reasons as well.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a few other topics, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes, so stand by.
the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. I'm sitting around the Cracker Barrel here, chewing the fat with the, our show sponsor and good friend Dave Belmont of Adler Belmont Group. You can call in with questions, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. You know, folks, in the last few minutes of the show, of this segment, actually, if you want to call in, I'd love to hear what you guys think about the top one or two GOP candidates for governor. Because, you know, actually, Steve Hilton is leading in the polls. And with all of the Democrats, at least, even though they seem to be monolithic politically here in our state, unfortunately, in this upcoming election, they don't have any real strong candidates for governor. And there's people like Stacey Korsgaden and the fellow we talked to, Don Wagner, who's running for Secretary of State, who might be able to thread the needle and make a difference in our state government. So, I mean, it's something I know it's kind of depressing being a conservative in California, but I think it's important for us to kind of stay focused.
I agree. The Democrats that have been in place in this state have been there way too long.
Yeah.
Just the policies and procedures that they put in place just infuriate myself, every business owner I talk to. Mm-hmm. From CARB to everything.
Yeah. So one of the things in Kim Strassel's article about, you know, some of the accomplishments of the Trump administration in the first year, I think one of the things that we were all excited about early last year, and then it kind of fell by the wayside because Elon Musk and Donald Trump kind of got into it. Now they're buddies again. That didn't last long. But, you know, that effort of the Department of Government Efficiency, I think at some level has been the catalyst for us discovering a lot of this fraud, waste, abuse, and fraud, you know, like in Minnesota, and we've had our fair share here in California as well. I saw a number in one of the articles, research articles here, of about 20 billion of abuse and fraud in California.
Correct.
On these programs. The other thing I in looking at this, and I think this is another good outcome, is that just last year, the federal government, as of the end of October, has 271,000 fewer employees. Now, again, I'm sure if you were a government employee that maybe got laid off, it's not, but still, I think it's good that our government is downsizing.
I agree. When your government gets bigger than its taxpayer base, that becomes problematic. Mm-hmm. And I think we were maybe teetering on that edge.
Yeah, absolutely. Another huge accomplishment, and again, we talked about it on the last show, and Dave, I'd like your opinion, because you work primarily with business owners.
Yes.
I mean, how are you feeling business owners feel about, you know, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that extended some really good tax stuff and created even more opportunities? Are you getting much feedback on that from your clients?
I am. They're excited about it. They're not really sure how it's all going to play out yet, but the one thing that they do know and they realize is that they're not going to get, pardon my expression here, but they're not going to get taken advantage of by taxes,
right?
At least at this point. So that gives them the opportunity to reinvest in some of the capital that they need to keep their businesses mm-hmm. going.
Well, just the fact that they didn't get a tax increase, because if the original Tax and Jobs Act didn't get extended, certain aspects of it, we all would have been paying a lot more
right.
in taxes
right.
just out of the chute. So it'll be interesting. Another really good outcome of the last year. And again, we're not seeing a lot of it in California because of our state government. However, according to Kim Strassel in this article, the government regulations, there's been huge deregulation of the federal bureaucracy.
That is correct.
It saved us now as much as $212 billion in cost due to regulation, which amounts to $600 per American. So I think that's a huge win for us.
I agree. And yeah. I think we need to keep that going. The more fraud we find out about, the more we can do away with it,
mm-hmm.
save even more money.
So, and I know you have some insights into the energy business because of a little bit. I'm seeing that we the energy boom is happening in the United States. Are you hearing anything from your sources there where they're feeling pretty good about things?
Yeah, one of the things I find fascinating here locally and recently is Sable. Down out of Santa Barbara, which bought the oil rigs out off the coast and a pipeline there,
mm-hmm.
They were shut down by the California Coastal Commission.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a long battle between the Board of Supervisors down in Santa Barbara and the Coastal Commission and Sable because they want to start operating again.
What kind of energy company are they?
Oil.
Oil, okay.
Yeah, they're pulling oil up off the ocean floor and then pumping it to refineries. But the interesting thing is that they were being governed by the state of California and the California Coastal Commission. And Trump just basically said, or the feds said, no, this is our deal. And they've taken over the governance of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Sable is starting to process or getting ready to process oil again.
Okay.
That's something that's been shut down here in California for the last 5, 6, 7
wow.
years. There was a bad spill down there in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. And I want to get this in before the end of the show, cause we got about another minute here. But, I think the biggest win for our country is that we don't have just an unlimited number of illegal aliens coming in into the country, and you know, I mean, it's been a kind of an ugly process getting and not, you know, deporting and getting rid of the criminal element, but all in all, I think this is going to inure to the country in a really positive way.
We have to reset the system.
All right, well, I hear the music, folks. Thanks for putting up with our first half hour of chit chat, and we'll be back with Stacy Korsgaden, who is one of the candidates for insurance commissioner of the state of California. And I think you're going to learn a lot from hearing our commentary there. So please stand by. I'll see you in about 8 minutes.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.